I think it was mostly Seminoles. They're all I ever heard of. All I ever heard called. I think the Indians have had a pretty rough deal myself. They've run out of their own territory. Transferred off onto the least likely land. And
Were they a whole lot more scattered out?
Well, they're all up through, well, there's some in Arkansas, Oklahoma. I don't know how many are in Kansas. There must be some in Kansas. Because I have a cousin who married a Baptist minister, I believe. No, Congregational minister. Who used to teach in an Indian school in Lawrence, Kansas. Mm-hmm. So I know there must be some around Kansas. And then, of course, there are a lot out in the Northwest. When we were on that trip, Ms. 966, we came down through Glacier Park and down in through there. There's a town that's owned by the Indians, a town called Browning. And it's an Indian town. They own everything in it. They run all the restaurants and the motels. And we stayed in a little motel. It was clean. It was, you couldn't find a spot of dirt anywhere in it. It was what you might call, not rough. It had linoleum floor and not real fancy like what we're used to down in this part of the country, but and it was clean, and right across the street was a nice little restaurant. But they were all Indians, Indian waitresses and cooks, and a lot of Indians around. Then there was a museum across the street up a little ways that we went in and went through. It was very interesting. But that whole town and everything in it was owned by the Indians. And they're all, I think it's a Blackfoot tribe, and most of them are up in that area. What larger tribe they belong to.
Have you ever been to the Seminole Reservation here?
No. I've driven through the one just north of Okeechobee.
Mm-hmm.
But just driven through it, that's all. I'd like to go out to it sometime and really visit and see and maybe talk to some of the Indians. See if there are any of them still living that remember any of the old times.
Not real fast.
Do you have any other memories of your, you know, young, real young meetings besides that? Any scared you?
No.
Were there ever any Seminoles that came when you were, you know, on
No, there weren't any Indians out there then. It was mostly the transient workers, Negro workers, and Jamaicans. They probably had a lot over from Jamaica. We had a lot of those working on picking beans and peppers. I had a lot of trouble with them, too. The government made you build a certain kind of a house, and you had to put plumbing in it. You had to do this, that, and the other, and all they did was rip out the plumbing and take it to town and sell it.
See if there any of them.
It would have been easier if you'd given them the money in the first place.
If you just built them a shack and let them have the shack, they'd have been perfectly happy. They didn't know what to do with the rest of it.